Back now with Day to Day, joining us now our senior producer, Steve Proffitt. He's here to help share some of your comments, listeners.
Silicon, not silicone.
What are you talking about?
Silicon, not silicone. A few of our listeners thought that they heard you, Madeline, pronounce the name of California's high-tech region as the Silicon Valley.
Of course, we all know that's here in Los Angeles.
That's right. Okay. And in the interest of equal time, a little flub by our colleague and your co-host, Mr. Alex Chadwick.
Oh, good. He's not here, so let's just give it to him.
Well, in one of our reports on the Nevada caucuses last week, Alex referred to swing states such as Illinois and Florida.
Okay. Illinois, as many pointed out, including Doug Nellis of Seattle, is hardly a swing state. It went for Kerry, John Kerry, by more than 10 points in the last presidential election.
I think Alex meant Ohio, but more politics now, Madeline. Inez Horovitz of Sherman Oaks, California, is a little miffed at us. She says, in our discussions of the Democratic presidential race, we focus all our attention on two candidates, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama.
It's a view echoed by Roxy Rosenthal, who lives right here near our studios in Culver City. She says, would you mind terribly including John Edwards in your discussions?
We've gotten a few similar letters asking for more coverage of Dennis Kucinich,
who dropped out of the race yesterday.
And literally scores and scores berating us for not reporting more about Republican Ron Paul.
Listener Brent Miller points out that Congressman Paul could be seen as doing better than former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
And he says he knows Paul has little chance of winning the GOP nomination.
But he writes that if NPR was his only source of news, he wouldn't know that Ron Paul was even running.
Okay, Madeline, then there's that Texas UFO story.
I've never seen anything that fast. You know, maybe a rocket or a missile or something.
That's Claudette Odom of Stephenville, Texas.
We've reported twice about something she saw in the sky above her home, big and bright and fast.
Some listeners have been appreciative. Kevin Svensson of Marshalltown, Iowa, thanks us for the nuanced and appropriate coverage of this story by NPR reporter Wade Goodwin.
But listener Corky Goss chides us. Dudes, he writes, we could do without the sarcasm. This is serious.
And Stephen Matthews of Bedford, Texas, finds some cultural resonance. He remembers that one of the witnesses described the object as bigger than a Walmart.
Mr. Matthews says the superstores are often landmarks used when people give directions.
And apparently he notes they've now become a unit of measurement in determining the size of UFOs. And that, Madeline Brand, is it for letters.
You can write us by visiting our website, npr.org.
Just click on the Contact Us link.
And Steve Proffitt, thank you.
Madeline, live long and prosper.